Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shvias, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tess, and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lilu Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shamash, Rav, and Aliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Masavar, Gittel, and Danil, Yazbrin, Spire, Rachel, Dishibi, Gibench, with Zer, Shalkayama, Bekarv, Mamish. Now we were learning about how to determine when something is growing in a field, what year's produce that's considered. Is it considered last year's produce or this year's produce? And that was relevant for Maiser purposes and for Shemitah purposes. Mishnah Tess continues, Habitzalim Hasarisin, onions that do not have seeds in them, meaning you cannot use this onion to grow another onion, upoil hamitzri, and Egyptian beans, shemana mayhem mayim shloishim yoyim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. He withheld watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That means that by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, this is going to be completely dry, and it's not going to be growing anymore. So even though he only picked it after Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'avar, its meiser year is determined from the previous year, because it had already stopped growing in the previous year, and umutar b'shvias, it's mutter on Shemitah. Even though it was picked on Shemitah, and we know that when it comes to Shemitah, we go basar l'kita, that if they're picked on Shemitah, they're considered to have kedusha shvias. Even though these were picked on Shemitah, they don't have kedusha shvias because they had already stopped growing before Shemitah. Bavim lav, if he didn't stop watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, asurim b'shvias, they're asur on Shemitah, meaning they're considered like they have kedusha shvias. Umes asur l'shana haba, and their year of meiser would be determined that next year, meaning the year after Rosh Hashanah, the year that they were picked in, that's the year of their meiser. The Mishnah continues, v'shel baal, let's say these are growing in a stebes habal. As we've said, a stebes habal does not need to be watered. Rainwater alone is sufficient for what's growing. Now, however, vegetables growing there do need a little bit of watering, but less often than usual. In a stebes habal, they're usually watered at specific intervals of, let's say, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. So this halacha that we just learned would apply even if they're growing in a stebes habal, that's if, shemana mayhem mayim shtei oinos. As long as he withheld watering them two intervals, two of these watering periods before Rosh Hashanah, so then this halacha would apply. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. So let's say that a regular watering interval is 20 days. If he withheld watering these things 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, they would be considered non-Shemitah fruits, even though he picked them on Shemitah. V'chamayrim, the Chachamim say shalosh, it would have to be three watering intervals, not two. Moving on to Mishnah Yod with a similar halacha. Hadaluin shakim on lazera. Diluim, gourd that he left inside the ground. And the reason why he left it there is because he wanted it there for zera, for planting. He intended for them to dry out completely. Then he was going to pick this gourd, store it away, and use the seeds for planting next year. So im hukshulufnei Rosh Hashanah, if they became really hard before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifsalu me'aychal adam, and they became unfit for human consumption, they became so hard that a person couldn't eat them. Then, Motar L'Kayim in B'Shvias. He's allowed to store them away, even on Shemitah. He's allowed to pick them on Shemitah, store them on Shemitah, and then use those seeds next year, the year after Shemitah, for planting. Bavim Lav, if not, if they didn't become this hard before Shemitah, Asur L'Kayim in B'Shvias. He's not allowed to store them away on Shemitah. That's because he's picking them on Shemitah. Now they have Kedusha Shvias, and we know that something that has Kedusha Shvias, we're not allowed to take its seeds and use those seeds for planting. Now the Mishnah says, Hatmaras Shelahen, their buds, meaning the very small diluim, just as it's budding, even if it dried out before Shemitah, Asuris B'Shvias, they're Asur on Shemitah. That's because it's very difficult to tell the difference between that which was dried before Shemitah and that which was dried on Shemitah when we're dealing with these tamaris, with these buds. So no matter when they got dried out, these tamaris would be Asur on Shemitah. And now moving on to another halacha. As we said in Mishnah Beis, only a number of avaydes are asur mid'oraisa on Shemitah, but many others are asur mid'rabanan, and one of those is watering a field. Mid'rabanan, one is not allowed to water a field on Shemitah. However, since it's only asur mid'rabanan, there are certain times that a person would be allowed to water his field on Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Umar bitzin ba'afer lavan. One is allowed to water afer lavan, which is referring to a sdei lavan. Remember, there's a difference between a stei lavan and a stei ilon. A stei ilon is a field of trees. A stei lavan is a field that has grain or something else growing in it. And what we're learning over here is that a person is allowed to water their stei lavan before Shemitah if that's going to help the produce grow on Shemitah. And they're even allowed to water it on Shemitah if it's going to help the produce grow after Shemitah. Divrei Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon's opinion, and we paskin like Reb Shimon. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Iser, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Aser. And another type of field that we're allowed to water, and this time we're talking about watering it on Shemitah, Memarsin ba'ayres ba'shvias, a person is allowed to be memares, a field of rice, on Shemitah. What does memares mean? Literally, it means to mix, but over here, it's referring to soaking or flooding the field with water. Rice needs tons of water to grow, and he's allowed to water this rice with as much water as it needs. And that's even on Shemitah. Now, Reb Shimon says, even though he's allowed to water his rice paddy on Shemitah, aval ein mechaschin, he's not allowed to trim the leaves of the rice plants. What's the difference between watering it and trimming the leaves? And the answer is because watering it prevents it from getting ruined. If it's not watered, all the rice is going to die, so watering it just prevents it from getting ruined, but it's not improving the plant. However, trimming the leaves is going to improve the plant, it's going to improve the rice, and therefore, it's asur to do that because no improving on Shemitah. Prevention, permitted. Improving, asur. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.